Before we get into the how, let me tell you about the math. Someone graduates with $180,000 in student loans. After interest and a few years of income-based repayment on a salary that is not keeping up with the pace that was promised when they chose that degree, they now owe $210,000 despite making payments every month. The balance went up. They followed the rules, they paid what the system said to pay, and they are deeper in debt than when they started. They are 41 years old. The standard amortization on what they owe, at current interest rates, suggests they will retire still carrying a portion of this debt. The loan that was supposed to open the door to a professional life has become a financial permanent condition. Now imagine someone offers them a door that actually exits. A New York Times report from this week describes a growing number of American student loan borrowers who are making the decision most people assume is theoretical. They are leaving the United States and abandoning their student loans entirely, not deferring them, not negotiating an income-driven repayment plan, not hoping for forgiveness, leaving, taking a job in Lisbon or Mexico City or Bali or Berlin, building a life there, and declining to ever return to a country that can enforce the debt. I want to talk about this without judgment, because the judgment is going to be loud enough without me adding to it. The people who hear abandon their student loans and immediately think deadbeats will say what they're going to say. What I want to do is actually look at the decision, the professional life that the loan was supposed to buy, the cost of what was promised versus what was delivered, and the calculation that is now, according to the reporting, being made at a rate that the Times describes as record-level default. Let me start with what abandoning a student loan actually means legally, because there's a version of this story that is dramatic and a version that is considerably more calculated. Federal student loans cannot follow you out of the country in the way that some people might fear. The U.S. government can garnish your wages if you're working in the United States. They can intercept your tax refund. They can impact your Social Security benefits. They cannot, in practice, collect effectively from someone living and earning abroad, particularly in a country without an active tax treaty or wage reporting arrangement with the United States. If you leave and you earn in euros or reais or Thai baht, and you file no U.S. tax return, which some expatriates do not, particularly if they have renounced citizenship, the federal loan apparatus does not have a clean mechanism to reach you. This is not a secret. This is documented in immigration and tax law. The people who are making this decision have usually run the numbers. They know what the alternative costs. They have seen the amortization tables. And they have decided that the cost of the loan, both financial and psychological, the weight of it on every professional decision they make, every salary negotiation, every job they took, not because they wanted it, but because it paid enough to service the debt, is higher than the cost of leaving. There is something important to understand about what student loan debt does to a professional life, and it is something that doesn't show up on the amortization table. The loan doesn't just cost money. It costs options. When you carry a loan payment that consumes a significant portion of your take-home pay, you cannot take the lower-paying job you actually wanted. You cannot take the internship that leads somewhere interesting. You cannot start the business that needs 18 months of runway before it makes money. You cannot move to the city with the opportunity because the cost of living makes the math impossible. You cannot negotiate your salary as freely because you need the job more than the employer needs you. The loan is not just a financial obligation. It is a set of constraints on every professional decision you make from the moment you sign it at 18 to the moment it's paid off, which for many borrowers is never. The people moving to Lisbon are not all irresponsible. Some of them are making a completely rational calculation that the professional life they could build in Europe with lower debt servicing costs, lower cost of living, access to socialized healthcare, and a career in their field that doesn't require them to earn enough to service a six-figure loan is simply a better professional life than the one available to them in the United States while carrying what they owe. This is the entanglement. The loan was sold as the price of professional access. The professional life was supposed to generate the income to repay the loan. But for a significant number of borrowers, the income the professional life generates is insufficient to meaningfully reduce the loan, not because they failed professionally, but because the interest rate and the cost trajectory were never going to allow them to succeed financially. They are trapped not by their choices after the loan, but by the structure of the loan itself. The record delinquency numbers the Times cites are not primarily coming from people who dropped out or who never found professional work. They are coming from people who are employed, who have degrees that they used, who found jobs in their fields, and who still cannot make meaningful progress on what they owe. That is not a moral failure. That is a structural failure. The people moving to Lisbon have looked at the structure and decided they are not going to be the ones to absorb the consequences of a system that was designed at the levels of interest rate and origination to generate repayment revenue rather than to actually finance an accessible education. I am not telling you what to think about that. I am telling you that it is a decision that increasing numbers of Americans are making with open eyes after running the numbers, and the fact that it is now a record-level phenomenon is not evidence of a generation of irresponsible borrowers. It is evidence that a growing number of people have concluded that the professional bargain, borrow heavily at 18, spend your career paying it back, reach retirement still carrying what you owe, was not a deal worth keeping. Is a government that designed the loan terms responsible for the decision to leave, or does the borrower who walks away carry that weight alone?